The Watch Up, thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer on K-Rock 955. Tom King in the host chair from the MCG. Very shortly, Collingwood and Fremantle. But yesterday, it was good to be out at Elderslie Reserve to watch one of the rising stars of the GFL on display. He kicked 9 goals to now take the lead in the GFL. Goal kicking, just his 10th senior game for the Eagles. And we're lucky enough to be joined by youngster Sam Nichols. Sam, thanks for your time. Firstly, congratulations on your performance yesterday. Talk to us about how the day unfolded for you in terms of putting them through the big sticks.
Yeah, g'day, Kenny. Thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, it was a really good performance by the team yesterday. I suppose we had a very dominant ruckman in David Fane in the middle, who was outstanding all day, such a big presence. And then, obviously, Jetta in the middle. Probably his best game for the year was outstanding. And those two guys, and really team performance, really, to get it all down to the forward line for us. And I was lucky enough to be on the end of it. But, all the midfielders and the backs and the forwards all did their job today and yesterday in a really good four-quarter performance.
Yep. Matty McMahon put a couple on a platter for you.
Yeah. He made sure I mentioned him. So he did very well yesterday. He, back to his best. So, yeah, thanks, Matty. Really appreciate those kicks.
Talk to us about your off-season. So you came across from West at the end of 2015 to Newtown and Chilwell. You played in the twos flag a couple of years ago, am I right? And then
that's right.
two games in the ones last year. What happened over summer that has got you now to this point that you're leading the GFL goal-kicking after 7 rounds?
I suppose moving on from West and just in general, I wanted to just keep improving. No matter what I was playing, I didn't have a goal to kick X amount of goals in a year or play X amount of games. I just wanted to make sure I kept improving each year. And originally I was getting injured a lot. So firstly, I was just making sure I didn't get injured. And then just over this pre-season was really improving that fitness. Being a big key forward, fitness was probably my lacking point. I wasn't the fittest bloke. So I made sure I did everything I possibly could to get as fit as possible for this year, stronger. And then just see what happened. Luckily I've been able to do all right this year and hopefully just keep getting fitter and stronger again and keep improving.
Yep. Yeah. So does that involve dropping some weight or just changing your body shape?
Yeah, a bit of both really. I dropped a bit of weight over the last couple of years and tried to get a bit bigger in different areas, like bigger in the body, lighter in the legs so I could run a bit better. Just overall fitter and stronger and healthier, yeah.
Yep. And good to get the win yesterday, obviously, after the disappointment down in Colac when you had your opportunities, lost by 2 points. But that was a dominant performance and a performance you can hopefully build on for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, exactly right. We've been talking for weeks now about getting a four-quarter performance in. And last week, especially against Colac, it was a very good effort by the boys. And it was very flattering to lose that, to be honest, being so close and coming back against them down there. Playing Colac and Colac's probably one of the hardest games to win, especially going down there. So very frightening to lose that. But then to come back and respond the way we did was a complete team effort. And to play four quarters was the most rewarding thing for sure.
Big one next Sunday. You got Leopold in the Pride Cup out at Leopold Community Bank Oval. I understand there was a bit of a presentation made to the players, both footballers and netballers, I believe Tuesday night up at Elderslie Reserve. I watched the Leopold players get their presentation. But you must be rapt to be involved in such a game.
I am, yeah, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic initiative by GFL as well to bring awareness into the game. It's a really good movement and, I'm as a new team player, I'm really thrilled to be a part of it. And, hopefully we can continue the form we took in. We played yesterday into next week and hopefully get a big scalp next week because Leopold are definitely a very good team.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam, we enjoyed watching you do your business yesterday afternoon. It was fantastic. Just your 9th GFL senior game and kicking 9 goals and leading the GFL goal kicking. A real credit to the work you've done in the off-season. Well done to you and really appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
No problem, Kenny. Thanks for the call, mate.